Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, June 4th. You'll be interested to know. 36 years ago today, in 1989, the United States Congress approved the 19th Amendment to the Constitution, granting women the right to vote. This monumental decision marked a significant victory for the women's suffrage movement, culminating decades of advocacy and struggle. The amendment's passage paved the way for its ratification by the states, ultimately enfranchising women across the nation and reinforcing the principles of equality and democracy. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Wednesday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking clean this morning with waist-to-chest-high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 4 to 5 feet throughout the morning, providing excellent conditions. However, expect the winds to remain onshore at 2 mph, which may create some minor bumps as the day progresses. Enjoy the early session before the conditions change later on. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with a 3-foot outgoing high tide, when the south-southwest swell is 3 feet at 15 seconds and the onshore wind is 4 mph. The first low tide Wednesday will be 1 foot at 11:15 a.m., with a 4.5-foot high tide just before 6. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 67 degrees for the water temperature. Thursday through Saturday presents waist-high waves with generally fair morning conditions, transitioning to choppy afternoons as winds shift to the west at 8 to 11 mph. Thursday features the best early conditions, while Friday and Saturday maintain similar patterns, though with increasing chop. Expect occasional stomach-high sets, making for a decent longboard day if you can time your sessions right. This morning, it's cloudy and it feels like 65 degrees with 8 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 7:57 and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:40. It looks like we're in for some mostly cloudy skies today with a high near 64 and a light west wind. Tonight, we'll see more clouds hanging around with a low of 62 and a calm breeze. Looking ahead in the weather, expect partly sunny skies on Thursday and Friday, with highs around 65 to 66. Nights will be mostly cloudy, with lows near 62 to 63. Sunday stays mostly sunny and warmer. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South. Just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the acting head of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, Todd Lyons, emotionally defended his agency's tactics amid criticism of heavy-handedness during recent arrests in the South Park neighborhood of San Diego. Mayor Todd Gloria expressed he was deeply upset by an operation at a local restaurant where chaos erupted as agents confronted an angry crowd. Lyons addressed concerns over officers wearing masks, citing death threats and harassment. He emphasized the need for safety, labeling those targeted in raids as dangerous criminals. The restaurant's owners expressed heartbreak over the incident, describing it as a traumatic experience. Now on to sports. As June approaches, Major League Baseball's trade deadline looms, offering contending teams a chance to enhance their rosters, while non-contenders look to rebuild for the 2026 season. Currently, 9 teams are expected to become sellers, including the Rockies, White Sox, Pirates, Athletics, Orioles, Marlins, Angels, Nationals, and Diamondbacks. Players like Ryan O'Hearn and Cedric Mullins from the Orioles, along with Zach Gallen and Merrill Kelly from the Diamondbacks, could attract interest. With potential trades on the horizon, teams face pivotal decisions ahead. In local sports, last night, the Padres edged the Giants 3-2 in 10 innings at Oracle Park. Machado's ninth inning single tied it, scoring Lockridge and Tatis, while Cronenworth's 10th inning single was the game winner, bringing Merrill home. Matsu earned the win, with Estrada saving the game, as the Padres had 10 hits compared to the Giants' 6. Ramos's solo homer highlighted San Francisco's efforts. The Padres now hold 35 wins and 24 losses this season. Tonight, the Friars take on the Giants in San Francisco for Game 3 of this 4-game series. Nick Pivetta, with a 2.25 ERA, faces Kyle Harrison, sporting a 2.51 ERA. First pitch is at 6:45 from Oracle Park, with clear skies and a cool 65 degrees. In top news, a new study suggests that Earth's core is literally leaking gold. While most of the planet's precious metals lie hundreds of miles beneath the surface, scientists have discovered a particular isotope of ruthenium in volcanic rock samples. This indicates that precious metals are oozing from the core into the mantle, which comprises 84% of Earth's volume. Researchers developed new procedures to detect microscopic markers, confirming that material from the core is rising to the surface. This research supports geological theories about oceanic islands and opens up a new perspective on Earth's inner dynamics. In business news, major automakers are urgently seeking solutions to China's control over rare earth magnets, which could threaten their production lines. With fears of imminent shutdowns, companies are exploring options like relocating parts manufacturing to China or shipping motors there for magnet installation. China recently mandated export permits for these critical materials, which are essential for electric vehicle motors and other automotive functions. Automakers are also looking for alternative sources in Europe and Asia, but these may not meet current demand. Without immediate action, production delays and shutdowns could become a reality for the industry. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged at about $106,000. Ethereum is up 1% to just over $2,600. And Goetzius Maximus is down 2% to 12 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. A captivating new study suggests that human intelligence may have roots in gravitational waves. First detected in 2015, these waves play a crucial role in life on Earth. The study highlights how gravitational waves from binary neutron star collisions ejected heavy elements essential for forming Earth's molten core. This process not only created our planet's magnetosphere, but also initiated plate tectonics, enabling evolution. Lead author Bernard Schutz explains that these explosions are responsible for the elements that shaped life. As scientists advance detection tools, They aim to explore the cosmic connections that lead to our existence. And in entertainment news, the sixth installment in the Karate Kid franchise, Karate Kid Legends, has officially premiered, although critics have mixed feelings. Despite this, fans are enjoying the film, which features beloved characters like Jackie Chan as Mr. Han and Ralph Macchio as Daniel LaRusso, alongside new student Ben Wang as Lai Fong. Director Jonathan Entwistle emphasized that this movie is not a Cobra Kai film, but rather a continuation within the Karate Kid universe. While a post-credits scene includes Johnny Lawrence, watching Cobra Kai is not necessary. However, the series remains wildly entertaining and worth the watch. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American suffragist and social reformer, Susan B. Anthony. And she said, "Men, their rights and nothing more. Women, their rights and nothing less." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.